Well, there was one I remember distinctly where he was in love with some girl and some guy was in love with him.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
But then he takes the guy, the closing scene, I think it is, he takes the guy's hand and puts it on his bum.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they went, but I mean, there was a scene where they went skinny dipping by this waterfall. I remember that. So, well, you know, and speaking of hashtags, there is two hashtags that I have been following recently on Twitter, and that is TCOT and TLOT, top conservatives on Twitter, and TLOT is top liberals on Twitter. And because of all this stuff going on with gay marriage and the healthcare bill and blah, 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 I've been kind of following that over there. So that leads us right into some politics, which will drive Big Fatty away, but...
Oh, he's already unsubscribed anyway, probably.
But we're going to talk about some fun politics.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
He takes the guy's hand and puts it on his bum.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 510 of the BFO for Monday, the 18th of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got lots to report. And so, you know, if you don't want the gory details, just go ahead and I'm unsubscribing. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. I know many of you have the Monday off, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, in the U.S. of A, because it's the MLK Day, and it is a national holiday not observed by lots of places, but some places it is. And anyway, so if you are enjoying this on a holiday, then congratulations. Get out there and... Oh, no, don't get out there and... Ouch. By the way, that was... what was the name? Birch Chili Pot. Y'all, evidently there's a landmark restaurant here in the D.C. area called Birch Chili Pot. And it's been open from... since 1958, y'all. It's 2 years younger than Big Fatty. And Big Fatty and the Baby Jar went there for supper on Sunday. And y'all, it was just delicious. It was just delicious. We had, I had the chili dog, and I had the, what else did I have? Oh, I had the chili fries and a Coca-Cola. And, y'all, it's just delicious. And, y'all, evidently, President Obama has been to Birch Chili Pot. And there was a seal of the President of the United States on the wall right beside the chair where Big Fatty was sitting. And the Baby Jar told me, well, that is because that is where the President sat when he was at Birch Chili Pot. Is it Birch Chili Pot? I need to goggle that. Let me just go over here right now. Big Fatty, we do not have time for you to goggle things. But Burt's Chili, Washington, D.C. Let's just see what comes up. Birch Chili Bowl. It's not Burt. It's not Burt. It's Ben. poor Burt. I mean, and you know. But it was President Obama that was there. okay. And, y'all, the Baby Jar had just left Big Fatty just a few minutes ago. And he's just sent me an instant message saying that he is home safely and he is off to bed. Because he is one of those people that has to work on the MLK, day. And anyway, so that's that. But it's Ben. It's not Birch Chili Pot. It's Ben's Chili Bowl. But y'all, that's what's so wonderful about the goggle. It you know, you type in Birch Chili, and it says, "Did you mean Ben's Chili Bowl?" Yes, that is exactly what Big Fatty meant. Poor Big Fatty. And y'all, anyway, it's a landmark. Since 1958, but evidently Obama went there, and y'all, he sat in the chair right beside where Big Fatty was, and so I guess that Joe Biden that Joe Biden, the one with the big mouth, was sitting where Big Fatty was sitting, which seems appropriate that two big mouths would sit in. And I bet when Martha Raye goes there, she sits in that same chair that Big Fatty was in, because, you know, that's where the big mouths are. Oh, Big Fatty, shut up and tell us about the horror. Okay, but y'all, the horror weekend has been phenomenal. I have had a very, very good time, and I am not gonna give you all of the blow by blow, so to speak. But y'all, needless to say, there are some delicious Menzies in this town, and they have been a calling. Big Fatty had on his hoop skirt, and the gentlemen's came a calling. And y'all, that Kim Brewer over there at the lodge, she you know, when Big Fatty first used the term gentleman caller, she put Big Fatty in a hoop skirt outside of Tara, and you know, and put Big Fatty's head over on Miss Pity Pat or Miss Prissy Pat or whatever her name was, Miss Scarlet maybe. And, you know, all the gentleman callers are coming. But anyway, y'all, the gentleman callers have been, and it's not just the frequency of the gentleman callers, but it is the quality and the deliciousness. There is a definite delicious factor involved with the gentleman callers. And one gentleman caller in particular, Big Fatty, I mean, this goes down as one of the hottest gentleman callers that Big Fatty has entertained, so to speak. And y'all, I don't understand it, and I'm not going to try to understand it, but this particular gentleman caller has come by to visit Big Fatty 3 times, and the weekend is not over. So there may be more visitations from this one particular gentleman caller who evidently just cannot get enough of Big Fatty. Oh, boy, he's the only one that cannot get enough of you. We've had it with you. Yes, we have. And y'all, in between the gentleman callers, I met that Gavin from the Dragon podcast, and Gavin was staying in the hotel directly across the street from where the host hotel is. Y'all, I'm gonna turn the little snowflake this way a little bit, so if I start yawning, you'll understand. But Gavin was staying at the hotel, and y'all, they fucked up his reservation, and so they bumped him up to a suite, and y'all, he was just touching himself inappropriately, because he's in this huge, it's just huge, a huge room. And so I met him, and Friday night, I had had breakfast on Friday morning with some of my horror friends that are here, and but I hadn't eaten anything. It was a big breakfast, y'all. It was real big breakfast. But I didn't have anything the rest of the day. And some of them went out to get something to eat. But no. See, I've turned the snowflake this way, so I'm yawning now. But anyway. And by the way, the gentleman caller that is just, oh, dear, Gussie, Turnip Head, you'll need to get in touch with me about this one, because he is from the Toronto and is associated with the Black Eagle. Oh, dear gushy, Big Fatty, don't give too many details. Everyone will know who it is. But anyway, it seems like somebody else does that, but I don't remember who it is. But anyway, So I met Gavin, and I went down to the lobby. Y'all, they took out all the furniture out of the lobby, and they turned it into a gigantic bar. It's just a cocktail lounge to end all cocktail lounges. In fact, they even set up an additional cocktail serving area over in one corner and brought coolers in and everything like that. Well, Big Fatty, and y'all, they did not have the Tanqueray, and I knew this was going to be a mistake. But I had no idea how much of a mistake it was. But anyway, so you had to buy your drink ticket. So I bought me a couple of drink tickets, and I had the cheap gin. It was, I don't know what it was. It was Beefeater or something like that. And so I had two very strong beef eaters, and then Gavin came up, "Oh, Bricardi, I must purchase you a Tangaree." I said, "Well, they don't have the Tangaree." And so he bought me another beef eater, so I had three, and y'all, Big Fatty is like, "Bricardi." And y'all, Big Fatty's a cheap date. But y'all, I had to retire up to the boudoir. And y'all, I spent Friday night doing a little of the vomiting. And y'all, poor Big Fatty, he had too much of the cheap gin. Oh. And so I was, but y'all, the good thing was I didn't have anything in my stomach. So it was just the dry heave. So that's always a lovely way to spend a Friday night during a horror event. But I felt fine on Saturday, you know, got up and was at it again. And on Saturday, I was able to spend a little time with the baby jar, who lives up here in the Washington, D.C. area. And y'all, the baby jar has been on an episode of The Gays before, and he and I went out and they don't do breakfast here, and they don't do lunch here. They do brunch. Everything is brunch. Oh, what shall we do brunch? And so we did brunch, and. But y'all, it was delicious. I had the coned beef hash with the scrambled eggs and the toast. And y'all, it came with bacon. I couldn't believe it. Coned beef hash and bacon. I couldn't believe it. So y'all, it had my name written all over it. And it was just delicious. And the buttered toast, the cholesterol is going to be through the ceiling. But, you know, we're used to that. And we did that, and y'all, then we went to the White House, and this is not a racist comment, no! And the baby jar gave me the tour around the White House. We didn't actually go inside, but around the security, and y'all, they've blocked off the streets around it, and you can't drive up near it anymore. You can walk up near it, and y'all, there were some people out there protesting something about Iran or something like that, and there were these hot Menzies out there on their rollerblades, and they were playing what do you call that, roller hockey, I guess. But y'all, you wanted to look at the White House, but you were being distracted by something shiny over here with the Menzies playing the rollerblades, the roller hockey. We did that, and we walked around to the other side, the side of the ellipse, where they have that Michelle Obama has her vegetable garden, and where the helicopter lands, where he always gets off the helicopter and does the little salute to the Marines. And then we came back to the hotel and consumed some more beverages, and there were some more gentlemen callers, and Big Fatty was in a much better mood. And y'all, then we, Saturday evening, we had what they called leather cocktails. And y'all, I think there's no way I can tell you about all of this. All of it. You cannot do it all in one day, Big Fatty. You've got to spread it out. So I'm going to wait, and I'm going to tell you about leather cocktails on an upcoming show, because the plan is for tomorrow for Woody to be back with me, because I'll be staying with Woody on Monday night, because I'm not flying back to Chucktown until Tuesday. So we'll have another episode of The Gays with Woody tomorrow. So if you enjoyed the last one with Woody, you'll enjoy this one as well. And by the way, Woody ran into us when we were having brunch. Yes, he did. And y'all, he evidently did quite a bit of shopping. We'll have to ask him about his shopping at the leather market. But y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I want to get in another one of these Washington, D.C. Mystery Lane music. Why have you forgotten about it? Oh, what is it called? I don't know. Just play the music. Now, y'all, today's is very easy. I think everybody will get this one immediately. But your clue, remember, your clue is that it is set in the Washington, D.C.'s. Now, y'all, there's just something wrong with you if you don't know the theme from the X-Files. And the X-Files was an American cult science fiction television series. And it was created by Chris Carter. And it first aired September 1993 and ended in May 2002. The show was a hit on the Fox network. And let's just see here. In the series, FBI agents Fox Mulder, played by David Duchovny, and Dana Scully, played by Gillian Anderson, or was it Gillian Anderson? I don't know. Were investigators of X-Files, which were marginalized unsolved cases involving paranormal phenomenon. Mulder is a believer in the existence of the aliens and the paranormal, while Scully was a skeptic. And y'all, there was a man with a cigarette. He was the smoking man who was involved in that somehow, and assistant director Walter Skinner also became a very central character during the series also, and they were always trying to shut down the X-Files. And y'all, it's kind of like what the what do you call it now, the Fringe, but the Fringe, I think the Fringe is much better because it's got those batshit crazy people on it. Y'all, we were going to the big contest, the big leather contest, on Sunday, and it was not on my bus. But y'all, the president was moving in the city, and when the president is moving in the city, everything comes to a standstill. They have police out just stopping traffic on all the different cities, and y'all, one of the buses full of the leather men taking them to the contest venue somehow got in the middle of the presidential motorcade. I swear to God. Now, it wasn't the bus that I was on. But y'all, can you just imagine? Here comes the Obama motorcade, and all of a sudden there is a bus full of the leather men, a part of the process, and the oh dear Gussie. And then all of a sudden, the bus driver is asking a policeman, "Can we go down this street?" He goes, "No, you're part of the motorcade, aren't you?" "No, we are not part of the motorcade." So, y'all, I hope nobody got in trouble for that. But, y'all, I don't know how that happens. It's kind of like those people sneaking in and having a supper at the White House. You know, how did that happen? You know, I'm sure heads will roll. Heads will roll. But, y'all, I thought that was just funny as it could be. But, y'all, I hope you have a great holiday if you are off today. And if you're not, then enjoy your Monday. Because you know what? When you come to Tuesday, you'll get to hear little Woody's voice again. And y'all, I've got lots more details for you about the horror weekend.
He takes the guy's hand and puts it on his bum.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.